This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope that this morning you're doing well and ready to open the Bible and hear what God has to say to us. And we've been reading through the book of Romans, and we come today to chapter 14 of Romans. And Paul brings up such a practical issue of the fact that even among Christians, there are differences of opinion about some things, whether they're right or wrong, whether they're allowed to do them or not, things that aren't super clear in the Bible. And so we just have to apply general principles we know. And some people say that you can do those things, and others say that you can't. And Paul says, how should we relate to one another when we have differences of opinion about these kinds of things? He says, now, accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his opinions. That is, don't spend time with that person just so you can hammer them and make them agree with you. One man has faith that he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats vegetables only. That is, there were some people in that church who said you shouldn't eat any meat, that that's sinful to eat meat. And others said, no, we're free to eat meat. And Paul says the person who's got this struggle about eating meat, he refers to them as the weaker brother. He says, let not him who eats regard with contempt him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has accepted him. And Paul's point is, even when you disagree with somebody and you really feel like they shouldn't be doing something, remember, God has forgiven that person and accepted them into his family. God loves them dearly. So how can you not love someone that God has accepted? He goes on, who are you to judge the servant of another? To his own master he stands or falls. And stand he will, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Don't you realize that person's not accountable to you? They're accountable to God. So don't get all hung up on making sure that they agree with you and that their standards are the same as yours about these things. They're responsible to God, to his own master, he stands or falls. And then Paul says, and stand he will, for the Lord is able to make him stand. He goes on, one man regards one day above another. Another regards every day alike. Let each man be fully convinced in his own mind. The Jews had some special feast days when they said you shouldn't work on these Sabbath days. And a lot of the Christians, especially the Gentile Christians in Rome, said, no, we don't have to keep those. We're not Jews, were Christians. And so there was a disagreement. And Paul says, everyone do what they are convinced before God that God wants them to do. He who observes the day, he says, observes it for the Lord. And he who eats does so for the Lord, for he gives thanks to God. And he who eats not, for the Lord he does not eat. And he gives thanks to God. So this is the important thing, Paul says, is that each person isn't compromising in their own sense of what is right and wrong. They are doing what they truly believe is right before God. That's the heart attitude that God is looking at. And both groups are giving thanks to God as they eat or not eat, as they observe that special day or not. And Paul says, for not one of us lives for himself, and not one dies for himself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, or if we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. He says, this is what matters, is a recognition that I don't live for myself, that I live for God. And if I'm holding on to my way of acting because I'm being selfish, because I'm trying to control my own life and I'm justifying something that I really know is wrong, I'm not right. But if truly before God, I see myself as honoring God in the way I'm living, and that that is in accord with what the scripture teaches, then that's fantastic. He says, for to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord, both of the dead and of the living. So you, why do you judge your brother? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.